Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Weird Al. 720 WGN. You see, he's eating things, and that's what we're going to do. Well, no, we're not going to eat things, but we're going to talk about things that we eat. Does that make sense? No, John. I don't care. Marnie Shure, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Not bad, thanks. Editor-in-chief, The Takeout. That's Marnie. We're going to talk food. Hey, have you heard about the pot roast cupcakes?
What?
That's exactly what I said. Pot roast.
You tell.
I don't have the whole article here, but I was reading about pot roast cupcakes. Okay, what do you want to talk about? Hold on a second. I'll Google pot roast cupcakes while you explain. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Lucky Charms all marshmallow bag. What's that?
Well, Lucky Charms seems to have heard generations of children who say that they pick out all the marshmallows and eat them from the cereal.
Oh, really?
Because for the second year in a row, they have released a bag of only marshmallows. So there's no cereal bits in it. It's only the marshmallows. You've got the unicorn, pots of gold, the shamrock.
God.
And I had the good fortune of sampling such a bag.
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, it is simply too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
It was such a slog to get through those 4 ounces. It's a huge bag, but of course it's only 4 ounces because the marshmallows are so light.
But it's nothing but marshmallows.
Right. And you really got to... You got to work hard to make it through that many marshmallows. I think that it's a good thing that there's only so many in a box of Lucky Charms, you know? It's meant to be that way.
You know, and how fantastic on the part of the manufacturer to even increase the sugar content by eliminating anything that isn't a marshmallow. You know, I mean, those things are, I mean, I've had them. I mean, I enjoy a good blast of sugar every now and again, but that can curl your teeth. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'll never forget.
meatloaf and potato cupcakes.
I had wished you were joking.
No, I'm not. I just Googled it, and recipe is courtesy of Betty Crocker.
She's always up to no good, that Betty Crocker.
This is a recipe. I don't want to go through a whole recipe, but that's what they're calling it. And that's the picture, and somebody else can eat it. I'm not going to. It's
actually, the picture's pretty cute. I mean, the mashed potatoes are sort of piped on top like frosting on a cupcake.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of actually won over by the photo.
But I have never seen any of this in a store or a restaurant or anything else. Meatloaf roast. What did I say?
Pot roast.
Meatloaf cupcakes. Pot roast cupcakes. All meat. If you got meat, apparently you can make a cupcake out of it.
Well, maybe it's kind of like,
how about,
you know,
hamburger cupcakes?
You can get a savory pie. You know, I've had
curry lamb and kidney
and eel. You know.
Yeah. Okay. I
think you've just invented a trend. I think that savory cupcakes are the next horizon in the restaurant scene.
All right. Well, this will be my last show at WGN. I'm going to be starting a business soon and plan to be a multimillionaire. Just bring me your meat and I'll bring it. You give me meat, I'll give you a cupcake. There we go. That's the slogan of the business. Yes. Would you pay for a Taco Bell subscription? What is that?
It's real.
Well, I'm sure it's real.
it's only currently in Arizona, which might bum out some Chicagoans who love Taco Bell. It's just being tested in Arizona right now, but I bet they'll roll it out nationwide. It is an opportunity to pay for a monthly Taco Lovers Pass. And this entitles you to one taco a day for 30 days. And you can get any of their basic tacos for free. after paying this base fee, of course.
Right.
But the funny thing about such a subscription, first of all, you have to love Taco Bell to
make it
worthwhile.
Yeah.
And our sister website, Lifehacker, pointed out, you know, they were looking into the deal and they said, well, it's actually Taco Bell's own admission that people who download this app and get this pass spend as much as 35% more money on their Taco Bell visits because you're trying to pair your free meal with other food.
It's
and
like,
so then you're just paying more and more.
It's like when light beer came out. You know what? I'll drink 10 of them because it's light, you know.
It's like only drinking five.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Well, I'm not a Taco Bell person particularly. I mean, I think I've been there maybe once in my life. But they seem to be extremely popular, Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, really.
It's a lifestyle, Jim.
It's the Taco Bell lifestyle? Oh, okay. Oh, come on. Harry Met Sally. Who's the guy?
Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal. Okay, so there's a Billy Crystal story. Billy Crystal is going to get an MRI, right? They're going to put him in the machine and all that kind of stuff. And he has a phobia about it. So he's in California, and marijuana is legal there. So a friend gave him something to eat. And he is in the machine when it really kicks in. And he is so hungry, he says while he's in there, hey, can somebody go out for Taco Bell? And I'm like, wow, that is one popular fast food restaurant. If Billy Crystal is, you know, got a buzz on, he's got the munchies. Can we have, hey, doctor, can we get a couple of, I don't know, orderlies to go out and give me some Taco Bell?
Ask him for the Billy Crystal special.
That's right. We'll be back with more of this Taco Bell and also Impossible Chicken Nuggets and Pumpkin Spice and who knows what else on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker with Marnie Shure, who's the editor-in-chief of The Takeout. Marnie, I have done some research, and I have found the culprit.
Tell me.
It is the Ooh Wee It Is restaurant. American cuisine, soul food, desserts, local raw honey, and Ooh Wee Sweet Tea at 2208 East State Street in Burnham, Illinois. They have a pot roast cupcake video up, and the slug line is Pot Roast Cupcakes, a hit at Ooh Wee. And it is really sort of, if you're thinking cupcake, it's disgusting. If you're thinking pot pie, it might be great. You know, I mean, it's just crazy.
You know, maybe that's how they need to market it. Maybe take the cupcake word out and put in like tartlet or little miniature pot pie, mini pie, you know.
Mini pie.
Like, maybe it's all about going with the more savory term.
Mini pie. Mini pie. I like that. Impossible Chicken Nuggets are the latest in fake meat innovation. I think this Impossible stuff is pretty good, quite frankly.
Have you tasted it?
Not the Impossible Chicken Nuggets, but I had the Impossible Whopper, a couple of those.
And you liked it?
Yeah, I did.
That's great. I think that's exactly what should be happening because, you know, well, I should ask, are you, do you eat meat on a regular basis or is meat a part of your diet?
I wouldn't say I eat it on a regular basis, but I have it every once in a while. I've got nothing against meat. I like a good steak, absolutely. I don't do burgers.
Same here.
I don't do burgers or things like. I might not do, steak, chicken. You know, I easily, you know, no problem. I just tried it because I wanted to see what the taste was, and I liked it.
So. And that is exactly what they are hoping that people do. I think that the most interesting part of all this plant-based meat imitation products is that they are aiming for the people who, I mean, you know, if you've been a vegetarian your whole life, you're not necessarily thinking like, oh, I'd love to just bite into a burger right now.
Right.
And so, you know, they're kind of aiming for people who love meat, eat it regularly, but maybe just want to cut back on the amount of it or the frequency that they eat it. And so these substitutes really are a nice thing to lean on. And I was just so impressed with the Nuggets. That's their latest product in their portfolio of meat-free products. And yeah, they just get it right, you know?
So you've had the Impossible Chicken Nugget?
I have. They debuted on September 7th, I believe, and yeah. In restaurants. And they will roll out to major grocery stores from now to mid-October. And then they'll be available nationwide.
Do you find that the market for the Impossible meat category, whether it's chicken or hamburgers or anything else, I mean, it seems to be now part of, you know, fast food, grocery stores. So obviously there's got to be a level of acceptance by the buying public on this type of product. Yes?
Yeah, there's been some interesting polling and research in that regard because they want to know who their customer base is.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of people who have tasted something like the Impossible Whopper, mm-hmm. or, you know, similar, the Beyond Burger, yep. the Beyond Breakfast Sausage at the fast food joint, the vast majority of those people said that they would absolutely have it again. Very few people said it was an experience that they wouldn't want to replicate. So, you know, it's pleasant. It's environmentally aiming to be, you know, to lessen the environmental impact of cattle farming and everything. So
yeah.
It's on its way, and we'll just see if it's, you know, one of those flash in the pan things or whether it sticks.
Well, you know, one thing that's not been mentioned, and maybe not so much with the chicken nuggets, but when I went to get the Impossible Whopper, it has everything in it that a regular Whopper has in it. I don't know everything that's in the Whopper, but it's, by the time you get through whatever they got there, the sauce, the tomatoes, the what's in the Whopper, it could be anything in there. I mean, you're not going to taste anything drastically different because it's surrounded by the same ingredients that they use for the meat. And it tasted to me almost identical. I wouldn't have known unless somebody told me. You know,
you're so right. The condiments, the bun, you know, yeah. It's all there. And that's kind of what it was like with the chicken nuggets
yeah.
as well. It's like, how much are you actually tasting poultry
exactly.
when you bite into the fried breading and
yep.
all the salt and, you know,
yeah.
it's just great. It's as long as they can replicate the crispiness, you're fine.
Yeah. And I think this is a couple of years ago now. I forget exactly what they were using to, they were searching for an ingredient, and I don't remember what it was, but it gave it the texture and the color that they were looking for to make the Impossible fake meat more acceptable, I guess would be the word. And I think that kind of thing is here to stay. I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised that the general public is accepting it. I expected, you know, what? I eat meat. I'm not going to eat nothing that's made out of a plant. You know? I mean,
that's rabbit food.
Yeah.
And I think that there's going to always be that contingent of people. And, you know, that's fine. Like, no one's trying to take away meat for people who love mm-hmm. to eat it. But this is a nice alternative. And it's not necessarily, you know, depending on how you consider the quote unquote health of your meal, it's
yeah.
not necessarily that it's that much healthier of an option.
Yeah.
It's got the same, you know, it's got carbs and sodium and all
oh,
that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But it,
yeah.
It's about the impact. And if you want to change the way that you interact with our food supply system, this is just one way to do it.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. I always love talking to you, and, there's a whole bunch of other things we could mention, but we're getting near the bottom of the hour. So I thank you again, Marnie Shure, for coming on, and I'm going to go try me some Impossible Chicken Nuggets. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for having me, and enjoy those nuggets.
Yeah, thanks. That's she's editor-in-chief of The Takeout, and their website is thetakeout.com. Marnie Shure.